This looks like a deliberate targeting of the gay community, motivated by a deep inner hatred. Now, we'll know more as this investigation unfolds, but we already know from his family, who've spoken about him being revolted and disgusted when he saw two gay men kissing. And unfortunately, this is a little glimpse into a deep well of hatred that exists, unfortunately, in societies around the world. We see this violence. This is a very dramatic example of it and a horrific scale. But this goes on a daily basis in countries around the world.
Just how common is this kind of violent homophobia in the US and beyond?
It's very common. You know, the official statistics that the FBI collects in this country on hate crime show that the number of attacks motivated by homophobia are second only to the number of attacks motivated by racism. And that's in the absolute numbers when you consider that the LGBT community is a much, much smaller percentage of the population. LGBT people are actually at much higher risk of being attacked than any other sector of the American population. And that's true, too, in other countries. I mean, huge numbers of people being killed and injured around the world, wherever statistics are collected. And we also know that those statistics are probably just the tip of the iceberg, because a lot of this crime goes unreported.
Here in the United States, a lot of solidarity has been expressed by and for the LGBT community over these appalling killings. But obviously, in some parts of the world, there's an element of violence being state-sanctioned.
Look, there's a lot of hate speech, including in the United States. You know, you just have to take a glimpse into the dark world of internet forums and, you know, comment boards and see how much hatred there is. The UN recently put out a video for the International Day Against Homophobia and Transphobia. We had to spend 2 days taking death threats down from the YouTube comments board. There is really a deep well of hatred. Now, it is given state sanction in some countries. You're quite right. Right. I mean, we had a senior government minister in Indonesia recently say that allowing LGBT activism to flourish was more dangerous to Indonesia than dropping a nuclear bomb on the city of Jakarta. We've had an Italian MP who said that he would kill his son if he told him he was gay. You know, we have time and again politicians, whether they're municipal or national, giving essentially a veneer of legitimacy to hatred.
Why do you think that this persists to such an extent?
Well, I think there is something visceral that people are, you know, feel that it's legitimate to express. Unfortunately, this is kind of culturally encouraged in many, many parts of the community. And they, you know, it's reinforced by what their parents, what people's parents tell them, what schools tell them, what religious leaders tell them. And it's essentially nurturing in people's hearts this hatred of others. And it's, you know, We can look at other areas and say there's always this kind of discomfort with difference that exists around society and in all societies, and it leads to hate crimes against other vulnerable groups. That's true, and it is the job of school systems, political leaders, community leaders, to try to get people past that and make sure that people are comfortable with people that are different from them.
And how concerned are you, and how concerned should we be at the rise of terrorist groups that put homophobia at the centre of their ideology?
Oh, it's terrifying, but it's not the. I mean, it's important to keep it in perspective. If you look globally at the number of killings and attacks on members of the LGBT community, you know, it's only a tiny fraction of them are coming from terrorist groups or individuals motivated by terrorist ideology. For the most part, you know, this is brutal violence that is taking place out of the headlines, out of the spotlight, on a daily basis in countries around the world, and it's just people who are often kind of angry and embittered and feeling alienated by change in society, and they lash out and attack a very vulnerable group, the LGBT community. They're often the first in the firing line.
Obviously, it would be a help to have stiffer hate crime legislation in place in many parts of the world to try and deter this sort of violent outburst.
This is something the UN is pushing for around the world. In countries where hate crime laws exist and are applied, we have seen the impact that it can have in protecting people from hate crimes and giving them redress when they are attacked. But unfortunately, too few countries have these laws in place. We need hate crime laws, anti-discrimination laws, and above all, public education. Education in schools, so that we stamp this hate out at the very start. You know, to end, there was a great quote Nelson Mandela used to say, no child is born hating another person. They learn to hate, and they can be taught to love. And that is really, after all the laws are passed and everything is said and done, we have to stamp this hatred out at source by teaching people that they can get along with one another.